This is Mac OS Ken.
Apple still not big on the Digital Markets Act. The EU still does not care. An Apple TV Plus talk. It is Friday, the 26th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from macOS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Insta360's brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOS Ken. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons, through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSCan. This is going to come as a shock. Apple is still not a fan of the European Union's Digital Markets Act. That's a set of rules for so-called gatekeeper companies like Apple and, well, Apple, to hear Apple tell it. The DMA enacts a number of requirements for gatekeepers, including not promoting their own apps and services over those offered by competitors, facilitating equal interoperability between their hardware, software, and services with those of third parties, and opening their systems to sideloading, alternative payment systems, and third-party app stores. How much does Apple hate it? Let it count the ways. In an open letter posted on its online newsroom, Apple argues that the DMA leads to delays for features like live translation, iPhone mirroring, and the Apple Maps features visited places and preferred routes. According to the company, the DMA requires Apple to make certain features work on non-Apple products and apps before they can share them with their users. Unfortunately, that requires a lot of engineering work, and it's caused them to delay some new features in the European Union. For the aforementioned features, the company says its engineers have yet to find ways to bring them to third-party hardware and services in ways that protect user privacy and security. See also sideloading and third-party app stores. Apple argues that it's built its App Store to be secure and easy to use. Forcing it open has led to a riskier, less intuitive app experience, according to the company. There are other privacy and security threats, according to Apple. The company cites requests by developers for such user information as the complete content of their notifications, including the content of a user's messages, emails, medical alerts, and any other notifications a user receives. They say that would reveal data to other companies that currently even Apple cannot access. There are also requests for the full history of Wi-Fi networks a user has joined, which could conceivably draw a map of where a user has been and when they were there, with inferences as to what they were up to. From Apple's stated point of view, the DMA is detrimental to consumers. Since Apple feels the need to hold back on some features, consumers in the EU aren't getting the same choices as users elsewhere. The interoperability requirements are leading to a sort of homogenized user experience, and yeah, okay, it's really not fair for Apple, says Apple. According to the company, the DMA's rules only apply to Apple, even though Samsung is the smartphone market leader in Europe, and Chinese companies are growing fast. Apple has led the way in building a unique, innovative ecosystem that others have copied to the benefit of users everywhere, according to Apple. But instead of rewarding that innovation, the DMA singles the Cupertino company out, leaving its competitors free to continue, as they always have. Really, though, it's about consumers, says Apple. Quoting part of its summation, it's been more than a year since the Digital Markets Act was implemented. Over that time, it's become clear that the DMA is leading to a worse experience for Apple users in the EU. It's exposing them to new risks and disrupting the simple, seamless way their Apple products work together. And as new technologies come out, our European users' Apple products will only fall further behind. While Apple teams are spending thousands of hours to bring new features to the European Union while meeting the law's requirements, they don't see being able to do it. Meanwhile, other companies are said by Apple to be using the DMA to collect more data from EU citizens or to get Apple's technology for free. So how's about taking it away, like dropping the DMA? Publicly, Apple's letter says the company is urging regulators to take a closer look at how the law is affecting EU citizens who use Apple products every day. Additionally, sort of behind the scenes, a piece from Engadget has the company officially calling for the DMA's repeal. Citing reports from the Financial Times and Bloomberg, Engadget says Apple told the European Commission in its first public consultation to review the legislation that the Digital Markets Act should be repealed while a more appropriate, fit-for-purpose legislative instrument is put in place. And now, we wait. No matter how long it takes for answers to Apple's a response from the European Union. Another piece from Engadget hit midday Thursday with the EU saying, no. Citing a report from France 24, the piece had EU digital affairs spokesperson Thomas Renier saying, Apple has simply contested every little bit of the DMA since its entry into application. He says the commission has absolutely no intention of dismantling the legislation. Well, at least they thought about it. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Insta360, and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. I had an idea for a film in my art school days that I never made because technically I couldn't figure out how to do it. Not without blowing through tons of film and spending more money than I had and not even knowing how it was coming out until the film was processed. Today it would be simple with the Insta360 Go Ultra, a camera small enough to stick on the fridge, mount on your bike, or wear on your shirt, yet powerful enough to capture 4K video at 60 frames per second. And it'll keep going, with 70 minutes of charge on its own or 200 minutes with the Action Pod, a separate device that can act as a remote and let you see what you're recording as you record. Go Ultra is good for low light, it's good for a swim, waterproof down to 33 feet. Bottom line, it's good for catching what's around you or setting your imagination free. Go Ultra today. Head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKen get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount where magnets won't do the job. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKen. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKen. iPad has been picked up by the Mac. That would be the NCAA's Mid-American Conference. 9to5 Mac says the college football organization announced this week that it will equip coaching staffs across all 13 member institutions with iPad Pro and iPad Air units. That means iPads on the sidelines of games, use of technology that's been allowed by NCAA football since last season. The piece says the iPads will be paired with DV Sports Rewind software, letting coaches and players review footage within seconds of a snap, enabling faster adjustments and better communication on the field. We'll wrap the day with a trip to TV Land, the one inhabited by Apple TV+. Coming relatively soon to the Cupertino streamer, the French-language thriller series, The Hunt. Apple's press release says the show's about a guy and his friends who like to go hunting. One weekend, though, they encounter another group of hunters who fire on them, taking down one of their party. They respond by taking down one of the other party, then try to go home and pretend nothing happened. Doesn't take long, though, before our original crew start to feel as though they are being watched, or worse, tracked by hunters who are now hell-bent on revenge. 6 episodes of that to fuel the holiday season. The first 2 episodes hit Apple TV Plus globally on Wednesday, the 3rd of December, with the series finale hitting on New Year's Eve. Coming much sooner to Apple TV Plus, Ben Stiller's movie about his mom and dad. 9 to 5 Max says Apple on Thursday released a trailer for Stiller and Mira, Nothing is Lost. That's a documentary about Stiller's parents, the legendary comedy duo Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira. The trailer is both awkward and touching, which seems perfect for a Ben Stiller production. The doc will see a 1-week theatrical release starting on Friday, the 17th of October. It'll hit Apple TV Plus 1 week later, Friday, the 24th of October. You can catch the trailer now on YouTube. And finally today, hitting Apple TV Plus today, a big hole where the Savant was supposed to be. Also, the Brett Goldstein Imogen Poots drama, All of You. Apple's description says the film explores whether one person can ever be your everything. Best friends since college, Simon and Laura drift apart when she takes a test that finds her soulmate despite years of unspoken feelings between them. Over the years, as their paths cross and diverge, neither can deny the feeling that they've missed out on a life together. Faced with the uncertainty of changing the course of their lives, are Simon and Laura willing to risk everything to experience the love that had been between them all along, or should they accept their fate? Wait a second, do we get to decide? Is this Choose Your Own Adventure, the movie? If you would like to find out, turn to your video device. All of You can be seen now on Apple TV+. This week on The Checklist, brought to you by SecureMac. With a city, a state, a car maker, and European airports all currently struggling with ransomware attacks, how is anything getting done? Yeah, believe it or not, one security firm says the state of ransomware recovery is actually improving. Anyway, it has been. We'll look at a few cases and those stats on checklist number 442. Find it today at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOSKen. I'm Ken Ray. Ciao.